The opening of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Vistaprint.com. If you're starting a business, you need professional quality business cards. Do what millions of business owners do and do what we all did. Use Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint has thousands of designs online, or you can upload your own artwork. Vistaprint now has an improved card with heavier stock. And no price increase. Right now, Right now. 250 of these cards and free shipping. It's Friday and he's excited.
We're all a little wound up.
I'm already weary. Free shipping for just $10. That's half the regular price. But if you enter the code TMOS, you get that fantastic deal. Mm-hmm. Go to the search bar in the upper right-hand corner. Check out their whole line of printed products. Again, for half off those premium business cards and free shipping, enter the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com. Rob, do you have that Bob Hope music?
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, he was taping a special
right across the hall.
Right across the hallway, and he is deigned to come on our show. And
here he is.
Let me tell you something.
I want to tell you,
ladies and gentlemen, his stock has been rising lately as a TV reporter in Channel 11 land in Baltimore, and a certified meteorologist, and a man who was in the teeth of the storm.
Oh, that's
right. He's certified,
and really became an instant internet phenomenon. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Lowell Melser. Hello, Lowell.
Hello. And before we get started, just remember, it's all about me.
Well, of course.
Well, let's. I don't even know where to start with this. First of all, Lowell and I have had a couple of exchanges via email.
Sexy
and,
ones?
Very sexy. They're always sexy. And Lowell, you know, it was very quick to make sure that everybody understands that the siding that almost decapitated him, that we lightheartedly said was thrown by his cameraman.
Allegedly.
Lowell is here. You are here to tell the world this was not a staged news event. Is that correct, Lowell?
That is correct. And I think my exact words to you in the email were I had to change my underwear after that live shot.
What a lot of people don't realize is siding, the edges of it, razor sharp.
Razor sharp.
Razor sharp. Well,
yeah, I'll give you the. What happened was we started that live shot, and if you watch it, the full thing's on YouTube, but I say in the beginning of it, I just heard a boom. Well, that boom was a piece of siding falling off the Hilton Hotel at 32nd Street in Ocean City. And then later, when we started walking down 32nd Street there, more towards the hotel, the piece of siding got picked up by a wind gust, smashed into us. And then if you watch, and I think you guys mentioned this on the show, if you watch after my photographer Mac picks it up, it literally just flies off and into darkness.
I think I had mentioned.
You can see how hard the winds were blowing.
Right. I think I had mentioned during. Rob, I'm not going to ask him how it made him feel.
I want to know how he feels.
Stop it.
Were you scared?
Rob is just, you know, Rob is like the dog on a leash that I cannot control.
Hold
right
back,
now.
Mike.
I cannot.
Back.
But I will tell you that I did make mention on the show that the thing that added just a limited amount of credibility to the piece was when you kind of flicked the siding and it did go flying down the street. I mean, and that was unless you had the wherewithal to bring in a large fan.
Do you travel with one?
I couldn't even see the wires.
Yeah. But we had an anemometer out there in some of our earlier shots, and we clocked wind gusts over 60 miles an hour in that area.
So you had an anemometer out there?
Mm-hmm.
You were giving women breast exams?
As a nerdy meteorologist, I have my own anemometer.
Please to explain to all of us civilians what an anemometer is.
It basically the fancy ones can measure wind gusts, constant wind, sustained wind, and temperature and wind chill.
Uh-huh.
So that's the I finagled the station to get me one, cool. And we.
So you
we
didn't
used
pay
it
for it.
Situation.
You didn't pay for it out of your own pocket, Lowell?
Do they sell?
No, it's actually the station's. It's not.
Did
mine.
You have
they
to front the money
the
and
department.
Then expense it, or did you? Did you have the station? Did you like borrow the credit card? How did it work?
He is terrible. This is why I don't have the joy of seeing your face when this is going on. So we had said I know it's tough the next couple of weeks before Reno, but we have to get you in studio as well. Okay, so
no,
please.
I mean, you can cut the jealousy with a knife.
I have an image in my head of Lowell going in at the office. Hey, news director, I need to borrow like $40. And I need $5 for goggles.
All right, shut up, Rob. Oscar, go ahead.
Well, I want to congratulate him because this is a national story.
Yes, it is.
A national exposure, so that's amazing. Your thoughts on, I guess, when you initially went down there, did you bring the goggles and how did they come into play? A lot of people are hating on you for even putting them on, but I could see that you're probably thinking about your future and protecting your eyes
because
that's
eyesight.
What you need. That's what
beautiful,
you need.
Beautiful eyes.
Absolutely. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I didn't think about bringing the goggles down there. It was the satellite truck operator that had purchased a couple pairs of goggles at the dollar store and said, if you need these, go ahead and use them. If you look on the Weather Channel, they use goggles too. They have fancier ones.
That's good.
The dollar store ones.
Advantage Meltzer on that one.
Well, no, Advantage Meltzer because he didn't pay for them.
Okay. Right, exactly.
All right, so now, yes, go ahead.
Okay, no, but real fast, just the goggles. So after my first live hit that I did, the rain has bits of sand in it, and when that rain sand mixture hits your face and especially hits your eyes, you can't see and you have to look down, and it hits your face and it feels like you're being hit in the face with like a pressure washer. So I decided, well, I'm going to use these goggles now, and after the second shot that I used them, I said, this is great. Because I wear contacts, too.
Yeah.
So if you get that in there, it's all over.
It's curtains.
Hey, Lowell, do you...
Bob wrote down, this is Lowell Meltzer, live from the racquetball court.
From the racquetball court.
Racquetball court.
Lowell, did all that sand get caught up in your skirt?
Oh dear!
It's a good exfoliant, though. It's good for
your
skin.
Die. How did Wendy Rieger survive the elements and you didn't?
God, you're
Wendy
killing me.
Where was Wendy Rieger?
She was in Rehoboth, I believe. I think she was in Rehoboth.
There
Beach.
Was. She did a great piece in Rehoboth Beach where she was throwing siding into the air to see where it would land.
God,
and it landed by us. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let me ask you this serious question, Lowell. I want to ask you this. As far
the rope reached a long way.
As far as your career on television, how cool has this been for you? Is this the biggest thing you've been associated with since you've been on TV?
Well, I have to tell you, I think it is simply because of social media. Mm-hmm. I mean, I managed to get about 1,500 new Twitter followers through the storm. Mm-hmm. My Facebook was going crazy. People were posting all kinds of crap. I've been getting pictures from parents that their kids are dressing up like me for Halloween.
With goggles.
It's nuts.
Yeah, we actually put that picture.
Nuts.
We put a picture up of a kid dressed as Lowell on the Mike O'Mara Show website yesterday for the show because it was that big a deal. And as far as, you know, I have – you talked about the jealousy factor. You know, my degree from AU is in broadcast journalism. This, to me, for a reporter, on a pure reporting standpoint, I've always felt a tremendous amount of envy for people that go out in those storms as, you know, just purely as a street reporter,
front
which
lines.
Is what you've done before the meteorology deal. You actually have been a street reporter for WBAL. How cool is that? It's got to be a little bit of a Woody, isn't it?
It was so awesome. Yeah, it was so awesome. Just because, you know, I'd reported on hurricanes in previous markets back in when I was working in Virginia Beach. But this was like I really understood the science of what was going on and why we were getting the strong wind gusts. And, yeah, you definitely geek out on it a little bit. And it's just cool. And, you know, you had mentioned also, and I kind of agree with this too, that, you know, we're always saying, don't go out. This is why you shouldn't go out. You know, and then people get angry. Well, the reporters should go in, and they're just trying to showboat and all this stuff. But honestly, I get the assignment, and my assignment is to stand out there in the rain. And whatever happens, happens. And I have to show you what's going on in the storm. So that's basically it. And, you know, there was also an article that was written in the Baltimore Sun about me.
It is so all about you.
Yeah. So, but seriously, that's the assignment I get, and I have to do what I have to do. And if it means things happen on the air, like siding hitting us, then that's great. But, you know, I'm just out there to tell a story. Really, seriously, that's all it's about. And you know, we got some good stuff, and that's what people want to see. I mean, people say they don't want to see it, but that's what they want to see. They want to see reporter A, B, or C out in the elements, getting wet, doing whatever, and that's what drives the audience to stay tuned and watch this stuff.
And as everybody knows, mm-hmm. much more difficult to get sand out of a vagine.
It is very yeah. much. Oh, the irritation is horrible.
All right, let me ask you this
now. Or under your sack.
I'm going to ask you to put on your serious meteorological hat here because this is what we're hearing today.
It's a yarmulke, isn't it?
First of all, I've been Buzz accuses me of diving into the news too much, and right. I had me a marathon yesterday.
It consumes you.
I literally was consumed. I watched everybody. I mean, I was on MSNBC, CNN. I was on Fox. I was watching it. I watched Bill O'Reilly almost in its entirety.
Wow.
Which is that I was
you
out
live
of my
to
mind.
Tell about
See
it.
I was out of my mind. Lowell, the big deal, and what everybody's starting to talk about is this other nor'easter that they're talking mm-hmm. about midweek next week. Unbelievable, but actually the models are showing that might really happen, right?
Yeah, it's again, it's still too early to tell because, you know, with these nor'easters, they're kind of tricky because they'll just keep what stinks about them is they're kind of like a hurricane that just sits there and doesn't move. And right. then on one side of it, you get a lot of snow, and the other side of it, you get a lot of rain. And this time of year. But I think it's too early to tell. I think they're really going to have to wait a couple more days to see where the models go with that. But it's definitely in the queue. Like, it's definitely a possibility, mm-hmm. like at least a 50% at this point.
Wow. Way to commit.
Yeah. It's too early to tell. Listen, I'm trying to keep my job.
Okay. Go ahead, Oscar.
What's the difference between a cyclone and a hurricane?
A cyclone, a tropical cyclone, happens below the equator, and a hurricane happens above the equator.
Hey, how Thank about you. That?
I he didn't hesitate. That. No, I was curious.
And last question, after all was said and done, how sore were your nipples as you were driving back to the television station?
They were bleeding.
Oh,
there he is.
You are a good sport. We will watch you on Channel 11, and we love you when you come on this show. Eh. Stop by the living room. Well, Mark, not so much. No. He works with you every week.
And remember, Lowell, we're siding with Lowell Melzer.
That's right. Absolutely.
Thank you. That was the line of the day, and I'll make sure to listen to Boss Radio.
Thank you.
And don't worry, Lowell, we will be sending Mark to you soon. We'll be sending him back to you soon after his probation.
You let him out of his cage?
Yes, after his probationary period is over.
The cage is made of siding.
It should be fine. Lowell Melzer, good luck to you. Thanks, and come by the studio anytime you feel like it.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, right. Lowell.
Take care.
That's Lowell Melzer. Start the show, Rob.
And listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Paul, do you know about the early days of the Kimberly Diamond Mines? Do you know what they did to the native workers who stole diamonds? Don't worry, they didn't kill them. That would be like junking your Mercedes just because it had a broken spring. No, if they caught them, they had to make sure they could go on working, but they also had to make sure they could never run away. The operation was called hobbling.
Danny, whatever you think I'm not doing, please don't do it. Danny, for God's
trust me.
God's sake.
It's for the best.
Danny, please!
Almost done. Just one more. God, I love you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios. Hey, Cappy, we're looking forward to having dinner with you out in Reno.
Looking forward
to seeing you real soon out in Reno. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded more than 15 million times, and we are heard in 150 countries worldwide.
Where?
Worldwide.
Thank you.
Our show today is brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page.
Yay.
Make this your easiest holiday shopping season ever. From toys and clothing. And what child doesn't like a toy?
A toy for every girl and every
boy. To the Kindle Fire. Our Amazon page saves you money and supports the show. This is go time, folks.
Come on, make it happen.
You know, really, we sound like a band of nomadic beggars, but we really are.
We really are.
Amazon is the best way to do it, and we don't feel so guilty when you go to Amazon, but we get a little taste of that,
sure.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's the bottom line. We get a little taste of that. So please support the show by going through MikeOMaraShow.com when you do all your online shopping for the holidays.
Please.
And people are already starting with that.
Yeah.
I know, some are well into it. I know you're buying stuff like to go to Reno, some of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah. You're right.
Go through our page to get to Amazon, and they do gift wrapping for you and gift cards as well.
Love it.
Amazon does the shipping for you. There's no better way to help yourself and the show than doing your holiday shopping and all your shopping through the Amazon link at MikeOMaraShow.com. Bookmark it now so it's handy every time you need it. That's a nice copy, Buzz. I really appreciate that. We are delighted to be with you today for our Friday show.
Yes.
And on the program today, had me a little morning. Just want to get my apologies out of the way.
Oh, dear.
You know what? I can tell.
Apology tour.
When I'm the first one here, which is not common,
yes.
The front door is locked. Mm-hmm. And so I know that you, in the morning, you unlock the kitchen door. And
yes.
I come around to the kitchen, and there's always a tone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sometimes it's, hey!
Yeah,
and today it was, hello. And I said, oh, Mike's had himself a day already, and it's early yet.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. Anyway, the real countdown to the election,
yes.
We are 5 days away, mm-hmm. and it is getting very interesting. Last night, I mentioned this when we were talking to Lowell, I had a marathon last night. I had a news marathon.
What brought it on?
Political coverage exclusively?
No, just everything.
Sandy
and all that. What brought it on was the lack of, you played a clip from Misery.
Yeah.
At one point, I went to an unknown network, and they were running the beginning of Misery, and I'm like, wow. And then, of course, I always forget that it's going to be Misery interrupted with commercials and forget it.
They turned it into a 4-hour film.
I can't do it. I can't do that. It's just you're going to ruin it. You're going to edit out all the nasty words and all that stuff. So I said,
forget it.
There
goes the fun.
But I actually really dove into Fox, which I rarely watch. But I watched CNN. I watched MSNBC. Mm-hmm. And I watched a good chunk of the Bill O'Reilly Show.
I should have done that. You know, I really did. I had an empty TiVo last night. And I started looking around for something to watch.
Right.
And there was nothing.
It's
until 10 o'clock and Jersey Shore came on.
Oh,
it's truly amazing. I mean, I'm going to be exhausted during the next few days because I'm watching so much of this. But I think everybody, I'm like everybody in the country, we're going to be relieved when this whole crap
Lord,
is
are
done.
We going to be relieved?
We should have done this 2 weeks ago.
Also on the program today, tonight, I want to give this a plug for the concert that's coming up on the NBC Universal Networks.
Yes.
The concert for the victims of Hurricane Sandy, which really, for an old fart like me, sounds just, you got your Billy Joel, you got your Bruce Springsteen, you got your Bon Jovi, you got your usual New York suspects up there,
right.
But that's good music. And Aerosmith's going to be there coming down from Boston.
Awesome.
I'm psyched about that. Watched Aerosmith this morning, and you know, let me say maybe one or two more tours.
I would say this,
or maybe one.
When you hear the phrase, "Are you a morning person?"
Right.
Would you say that Steven Tyler is a morning person?
No.
You know, you just, you know, with Mick setting the precedent, I understand that these guys now go till they're 70, but really. You know, you just look for that. Steven Tyler, for Aerosmith, the way he moves on stage and stuff, it really looked like he was kind of hobbling.
And the Stones are doing 4 concerts in December.
Right.
Just basically, I think, so they can do one more pay-per-view, because that's where the money is now.
Who doesn't want to see an old guy in tights?
Yeah, I love that. More scarves, please.
The big debate, of course, is climate change. I don't think climate change is the debate, but you're hearing a lot of people, you know, talk about
addressing
the fact that maybe this debate is a little silly at this point, that we shouldn't really worry about the man-made aspect of this and maybe just deal with the fact that it's here.
Right.
And it's going to happen again.
Amen.
I think most people are agreeing on that right now. And I want to plug this right at the beginning, that we've got an election special that's coming up this Tuesday night.
Tuesday.
With Buzz Burbank, who is going to be here with Bob Seska from the Huffington Post.
Mm-hmm.
And Andrew Langer from the Institute for Liberty is going to be here. And also Katie Powers, who was working for the Obama campaign in Ohio.
Yeah, and has years of grassroots experience in Ohio Democratic politics.
So. I tell you, they want me to have grassroots experience because the ground games are fully engaged, and I received not one, not two, not three, but 4 last night. And sorry, I didn't pick up the phone.
Yeah,
I got a discount thanks to Romney this morning on gas.
Did you really?
There's this wild promotion going on across Northern Virginia.
It's wild.
It's actually probably happening.
Maybe.
Across all the battleground states, I can't quantify that, but that's what I heard, is that I pulled up and there was like police at this gas station in Arlington. I said, well, did someone get murdered? No. For $1.89, they gave me a full tank of gas for $1.89. for each gallon, for each gallon, and it said, "Hope won't fill your gas tank." And I pulled in, and I filled up my gas tank.
So was this a gas station owner that's a Romney supporter?
It was a private group. It was Americans for Something.
Okay, a pack.
A pack, right, and they were giving away cheaper gas.
That's dicey.
I say, I don't care. Say to the Obama campaign, get out there and give us free gas, too. Yeah.
No, how about free beer?
Isn't that creative, though?
It is Friday.
That is creative.
It's wonderful.
In an unnerving kind of way.
I mean, they didn't buy my vote necessarily, but it was pretty cool.
Didn't they?
You know, and now we come down
to work.
So let me get the plug in again. It's the election special, Division 012.
We start at 8 or 7?
8.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, and Buzz said 10 o'clock. So,
roughly.
Yeah.
It would take a few minutes.
So what you'll get will be pre-result analysis.
I don't know.
Probably.
Depending on what happens in the swing states or the battleground states, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, you could argue this election could actually go on for another 3 months if it's that close.
Yeah.
But if we're going to know that night, I think we're going to have a pretty good idea by 10.
It'll be snappy repartee with Katie Powers. I'll be dropping in. Yep. Rob Spiewak will be here. Mark will be here. It's going to be a special
evening.
We'll
be on Ustream too, right?
It will be. And, you know, I invite our listeners watching on Ustream to play a little drinking game. Because as we get closer to 10 o'clock, take a drink every time Buzz looks at his watch.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that'll be excellent.
That's a good game. That's a good game.
Buzz will be hammered.
Buzz will be energized for the first 30 minutes. And at 9:30.
Yeah.
He's going to want to...
Well, because he runs on solar power.
That's right. I need the sun's energy.
But thank you for doing this, Buzz.
My pleasure.
It's
I look forward to it.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It will be.
You know, there is flexibility. So if something is really going down, you guys might hang. And, you know, Buzz, to be honest with you, I might relieve you. You know, if you want to head out at 10 o'clock, because Buzz likes to...
is so never, ever going to happen.
I'm in... Well... They're doing the show in my home.
But the thing is that you're gonna be hammered, and your TV's.
That's why he will come.
No, but the TV's in there.
Oh yeah, you're right. We gotta get a TV.
I was thinking about that too. I think we'll have something set up in here for sure.
I got. You can use. We got one up in Elizabeth's room.
A television set.
A little.
I'm hoping to play a little bit with our news.
I hate you on Friday.
You hate me every day.
No, I don't.
Pull in the feed.
What's that?
I'm hoping to actually pull in the feed and have it running with our Ustream cast.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Cool. Good.
That'll be fun.
So we'll get that all laid out for you. No. Here's the thing. If my guy starts taking the gas pipe.
Oh boy.
And
then I don't want to be here.
And I've had a few. I really don't want to say it's going to be brown liquor, but it's going to be brown liquor.
Yeah.
Really?
If I'm having adult beverages, and it's going to be my last good one before Reno, I'll pop in. I'll pop in. If I'm depressed, I'll live here. I'll just sit here in the studio and just go.
I pray.
We got what you wanted. You got what you wanted. You bunch of haters.
Well, I
pray at every level that doesn't happen.
Why?
Because I don't want you to be sad like that.
Yeah.
And I don't want a president named Romney.
Andrew Langer will be here to console you if that happens. But I think this is a great idea. It's very nice of you to offer. But again, my concern is that if we don't know by 10, we might not know by 2. Again, about a third of the country's already voted.
I'm up.
And a lot of these people, especially Ohio, says they should have their results like that.
I'm up, and if I keep the booze flowing, we'll go.
High
octane. But I'll tell you, if it is going south early, and it looks like an overwhelming victory for Romney, which probably is not going to happen, and neither Obama, I don't think either one. But if that does happen, I'm just going to come out and lay out Langer. I'm gonna lay him out.
Just flatten him.
So you can look forward to that. It's like, hey, how you doing, Libertarian?
We're tired of your get along talk.
There we go. Well, no, beware of the wolf in sheep's clothing there. Beware, Mr. Langer. Okay.
No, I know.
Start trusting Andrew Langer, Mr. Liberal.
Here's what'll happen.
That's the problem with our kind.
20 minutes after 9 o'clock Eastern time, we'll see Mike sneaking up behind Andrew Langer with a ball gag. look forward.
That could be any week.
It should be fun. So let me say this. I want to get this out of the way. I know I'm on shaky ground when I was talking about the power outage with the Malbec twins. And then this morning, Carla's day on Friday is she runs on a modified schedule on Friday. And so I came down we will probably be able to explain to you later. We had a very busy day yesterday regarding the show. So I just was ready to get my week over today and get down and do the show stuff. And
you're a cunning mimic.
Carla.
Can you imitate yourself as you came down the steps this morning? Because I have an image of what you must have been like, and it's David Niven, but I don't know that.
No.
How were you when you
Shrek?
Greeted her?
Yeah. You can look at me.
Shrek.
You can look at me today and see I'm in.
But don't you tweak
Friday
it up sometimes
mode.
For the broad?
Yes.
Were yeah. you, but you, were
hello.
You, were you grumpy?
I was grumpy and she was grumpy. She was grumpy and she was...
kind of like Hurricane Sandy.
She normally rolls out to work at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think that I had conveyed to her very clearly the feeling that she was in my zone.
Yes.
And that I had
all
my,
up in your business.
I, you know, and at one point, you know, when she's emptying the dishwasher and I am not grateful for it, I suppose that gives the vibe right away. We're like, that's what I was going to do.
Well, at one point,
oh God, we have this fight all the time.
When she emptied the dishwasher, were you sort of thrown because it was something you'd never seen before?
Now stop that. You're not now. See, Carla, that's Rob.
How is this helping?
That's Rob.
Well, I'm just saying how it would be in my house
if you added up.
If the love of my life emptied the dishwasher,
if you added it up, she would have done it many more times over the years than I have. So that's the truth. I have to speak the truth. And I'm trying to apologize.
But what are you apologizing for?
Because I was a dick to her because she hadn't gone to work yet and I just wanted to have my space.
Oh, you want alone time.
And that's my me time because I'm getting the show ready and I was running a little late myself.
You were counting on the modified schedule.
The modified schedule is normally she rolls out by 8:30-ish.
Right.
Quarter 9 at the latest. And she's there at 9 o'clock I just was kind of dickish, so I wanted to apologize.
I've so been there.
Well, yeah, kind of.
What was the harshest thing you said?
It was not what I said. It's what I did.
Okay.
And she started, because I was kind of being dickish, she started picking on me, like just a little bit, saying things like, hey, you took the sticker off the apples and you put it on the counter and not in the trash again. And I'm like, I'm just doing my work here. Yeah, at one point I went, la, right. la, 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 just leave
right.
me alone.
Right.
Leave
right.
me alone.
Right.
And then, you know, she said, then we did the work challenge thing where, I know you have to do your little show, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
And then it was just like, well, I have to go to work. I work too, you know, and then And I might have done a thing where I kind of looked at the looked at her and went, "Ooh." So that was.
Oh dear!
And that's when she really got upset.
Oh, I think that.
And
that
so she went on her way, and it was just like goodbye.
Uh-huh.
And she
good
walked
day.
Out. And I even
good
called
day.
Her later on, but I wanted to say sorry, and I hope we have.
She pick up the
good
phone.
For you.
Nice weekend. He'd apologizing. What
did she pick up the phone when you called?
Yes, she did.
Okay.
Yeah, and then it was kind of a mutual thing where we just kind of snipped at each other, and it was not what I needed.
Well,
for this.
But I think. But the thing is, Mike, I hate stickers on apples too.
Yes.
I think the problem is the apple grower.
Oh yeah, let me just say what the problem is for your humps. That work where you used to work. Those checkout
grocers?
People. Yeah, I mean, come on.
Your neighborhood grocer?
Did you not, correct me if I'm wrong, did you not in your day have to learn the produce?
And the top 100
codes. You
didn't
have the idiot guide, which is why
those
stickers
are on
there.
No, you can't. And I knew the top 100 produce codes. I can still remember. Bananas were 158. Red Delicious apples, 572.
There you go.
Golden Delicious, 123. And Safeway thin slice sandwich bread, which never scanned, was 21130-18026.
Wow.
It still is.
How is there room for that?
But here's the thing. Why
I
do
don't
we
know,
need,
Phil.
Why do we
Bill,
get our produce?
Yeah, what's your name?
Why do we get our produce where you have to go on and says Fuji, 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 Fuji?
Because
Fuji.
People, they've dumbed it down.
Because every single apple has to have a sticker on it
right.
so that the idiot scanner who has not memorized the produce, and if you work there every day, 8 hours a day, you should. You should know what's going on there. What did he drop?
He dropped a quarter, and I didn't
Thank
want
you.
Mark to come jumping over the table.
Yeah, I missed it. I
appreciate that.
What the hell's the matter with you?
But I tend, I'll be at the sink. I take the apple to the sink. I wash the apple before I'm going to eat it.
You
I
should.
Take the little sticker off, and I put it down, and I don't put it in the trash.
Yeah.
And it's a bad thing.
I don't think you did anything wrong.
God bless you, Oscar. No, thank you very much. So that was our morning. It was interesting.
Terse. It was terse, Mike.
Do the passive-aggressive thing that I do at my house.
That's great.
I ain't you, pal.
We have a very tiny kitchen. All the rooms in our house are very tiny. There's a really, and many times,
like
not enough room for two people to do something in there at the same time.
Hey, there's enough room for two people to do one thing.
There are certain times a day where I have stuff I need to do in, say, the kitchen, or she has stuff. And I'll come in, I'll be headed there, and I've got like a list of things I'm getting ready to do. And
my cereal.
She's in there, and she's just all over the kitchen. So there's no way. I just show up at the door and go, I throw my hands in the air and go, I'll come back.
Yeah,
and go to the other room.
Yeah, but see, I don't.
40
yeah.
years
I don't
of
like
how
that.
Many years of bliss?
Oh, gosh, it's almost 40.
Yeah,
now.
And that's what
wow.
makes it work.
See, you do that. I do this.
You actually shove.
Yeah.
Exactly. You get a little bump with the elbow.
Or we'll meet as it happened this morning.
Uh-huh.
And I'm coming from the right side of the little kitchen island, and she's coming from the left side.
Mm-hmm.
And incidentally, when I say kitchen island, it is the nicest room in my house.
It is.
It is.
It is.
The kitchen, I got a killer kitchen. Yeah. I got it's a very, very good kitchen. Yeah.
There are smaller islands in Hawaii.
Thank you very much. And so we're both coming around, and we meet at the refrigerator. And it's, you know, it's a standoff.
Yeah.
And why do they call it a Mexican standoff, Oscar?
Because they're staring at each other. Doing nothing.
Okay.
Oh, my.
There's a good reason.
You each have to do something or something.
So I, you know, and it's just like, and I'm like, and then I open the door.
See, you don't handle.
Put the eggs in. Your eggs. Her eggs. I get the organic eggs. She doesn't feel those are necessary.
Really?
Yeah.
Organic eggs make so much difference.
I know they do.
Yeah, you don't handle it the way I handle it in my kitchen. What? Is I'll come in and if Carrie's in the way, I'll just say, in the way!
That sounds about right.
Oh.
So it was. It's fine. I look forward to a peaceful weekend. There may be some good FaceTime with Mr. Cerrito.
Oh, good.
And our friend from Los Angeles, Rich, who I rode the motorcycle to. It's going to be one of the. It begins at 6 o'clock on Saturday.
He's the one that is. Nice. Rich is sort of the magnet, right?
Yeah, well, you know.
The lady magnet?
You know, the other night I was supposed to get together with Jimmy and I didn't do it. That's so I said, I felt bad about that. He said, how about I got the whole day. Got the whole day Saturday.
Thank you.
How about 6 o'clock pub crawl?
I love Jimmy.
How can you not love Jimmy?
Everybody loves
Jimmy. Jimmy is a guy that knows what's going on.
Oh, but he's just he's not a friend. He's a tour guide.
Yeah,
he's a cruise director.
How many friends do you have that are like, let's hang out on Saturday night? And you're like, let's hang out. Mm-hmm. And then you call him, what are we doing?
Right.
Because I thought you knew what we were doing.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, the guy tells you there's a pub crawl. He gives you directions of what we're going to do for fun.
I bought tickets.
Local Manassas pub crawl. I love you. And so he's we're doing this. And then he gets my part because he sets the whole idea up.
Right.
And then, of course, I write, as long as we don't go. And then I, you know, make that list of people I hate in Manassas that I can't go to that bar.
Right.
And it's only 10 or 12.
Half of them.
So so we do that, and he's
so you'll be drinking here.
You pregame here.
Jimmy's theory is we're going to do our pub crawl that we will not make it out of the second joint.
That
probably
could
true.
That
usually happens that way.
So, you know, and then I made a list of all the alternative locations, places that I can go.
Good. You should make a
schedule. It's not that I don't go. It's not that I would walk in and feel like there are enemies. I just don't like the people that are associated.
You should make a schedule for Carla.
Yes.
In the mornings. You should say, hey, look, baby, I love you.
Yeah, I know what
how great is it that Oscar has totally brought it back to this?
You're picking that scab again. I want to have a good weekend, Santana.
I know you're grinding across the street.
Yes.
I know that every night your mom comes and hangs out and you guys have a great time. I love it.
This is Oscar talking to you, Carlin.
I absolutely love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I need some alone time to create in the morning. So if you're going to go for a run.
Why are you going back?
Or maybe if you want to go to work early.
It had started to heal.
Oscar, you're...
That means you get off early?
I was apologizing.
Let's work together.
I was apologizing.
Yeah, but I'm just
trying to help you here. You're not helping me. Let's take a break. We got to take a break. That's not helpful,
Oscar. Oscar needs time to create. Right now he's creating a divorce.
We will come back with more fun and more thrills. We'll talk to Rob about high school drama. Actually, middle school
drama.
Middle
school drama, yeah.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com, our second segment brought to you by CB Lucas AC and Heating. I am not making this up. I am telling the truth. At one point last night, I said to my wife, I said, man, this heating system just kicks ass.
Sure is comfy in here.
The only thing I ever worry about with my heating system is not overdoing it, where I'm going, my God, we're roasting in here. And it really is. That was never the case before I got CB Lucas
feast
to come
or famine.
Out here.
It was feast or famine before CB Lucas.
They really are. They've done such a magnificent job, and I haven't looked back. And, you know, when you get stuff done, how many times, especially in our area, do you get work done? And, you know, for 3 months afterwards, you're tweaking and trying to get it fixed and trying to get them to come back. CB Lucas does it right, and we want you to call them. They're wonderful partners on our show here for all your heating, AC, and plumbing needs, especially if your system is older than dirt like mine was. You can start saving on utility bills right now. They are the best. Mark has used them. Yep. Rob has used
absolutely.
Them.
I have, too. And you know what?
And Buzz has used them, too. I forgot.
You know why they're so great? Because they love their work. They are totally into what they do. You got to love that in anybody who has any kind of business.
And you'd love it if you knew that when we can come into this room in the morning and it's 42 degrees, and by the time the show is on 20 minutes later, it's 70.
Yeah,
it can changes the climate in here.
CB Lucas has 48 months, same as cash financing, and they can hook you up with a whole house generator. Do what we do. Call 855-CB-Lucas or click their ad on our website. Before we get to Rob and Julia and Theater.
Theater.
Oh, he's making her proud. She's making him proud.
She is.
Last night, yeah, knocked out some Fox, some CNN, and
some Jim Beam.
Carla's going to be so mad. She didn't want me to say this, but I logged some time with O'Reilly, and it must have been one of his evenings where he was letting other people talk a little bit.
Maybe he was ill.
Might have been tired.
You know, I don't watch him enough to know this, but I will tell you that one thing I will give a just one little ray of sunshine to Bill O'Reilly, who really I think is a bloviating blowhard.
Yes.
You know, he brings people on that fight with him. Mm-hmm. And I like that.
Yeah.
And I think they all ought to do that.
Or
and,
try
you know,
to. Yeah.
That's what separates what separates him from Limbaugh.
Yeah.
Because
Limbaugh
has such a...
And Hannity.
Yeah.
Right.
They don't want to be challenged. They've got their presentation. They don't want anyone to question it.
So it was, you know, so I logged some time with that. And he had some black pastors on. There's a black pastor
in
Virginia who got on and was saying that if you vote for Obama, you know, you're going against God. And there's a lot of that going on right now.
Right.
There's an ad.
That's the reason Buzz is voting for Obama.
There is an ad by Mike Huckabee running right now that is mind-blowing, that is just literally saying to Christians around the country that if you vote for Barack Obama, you're going to hell. I mean, that's what it says.
Huck Mikeaby.
And then Huck Mikeaby comes back and says, well, I really didn't intend it that way.
Wink, liar.
Yeah, what a dick. What a real dick.
He Dick Huckabee.
You're a dick. Yeah, Dick Huckabee. Dick Huckabee.
Mike Dickabee.
Watched, watched Fox, watched CNN. Just got to give a tip of the hat to CNN for their coverage of Sandy and what's going on down there. Anderson Cooper really, you know, because he lives in New York, he hit it out of the park. Talking to people, talking to the nurses that save babies and down there. Mm-hmm. And man, oh man.
And
I mean,
stunning visually, he is.
Really? Yeah, he is. Thanks, Rob.
Cut.
I appreciate that. That's all. Let's talk about your theater
thing. Julia yesterday was, thought the only thing that was going to be a big deal yesterday is Julia stayed for her first after school activity that involved the late bus.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a whole nother system. And so when she finally
Is the late bus the late bus?
No, that's a short bus.
It's the extracurricular bus.
Oh, okay,
so,
very good.
Because normally she gets out of school at like, I guess, 3:20. But
is the late bus also the detention bus, though?
It will be.
It could be.
Mm-hmm. It can be.
What do you mean it will be?
When she gets detention.
Which is inevitable.
Because she's three steps ahead of management.
Don't you have some potential felons on that bus with theater kids?
Could be. Oh, well, God, theater, yeah.
Well, yes.
Bad kids.
Theater. Say it the proper way. Theater.
So she normally gets out of there at like 3:20, but she was there till 4:45 yesterday, and she took the late bus, and she came in, and I said, how did it go? She said, great. It was a good meeting for the pre-production and the auditions for the school play, which is Willy Wonka Jr.
Awesome.
Wow.
So they've, from what I can tell, they've taken the movie and simplified the sets and the music and everything to make it a middle school styled show.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "And you got to be at the meeting at 7." And I said,
"You
a what?"
Well, when did she let you know that?
At about 5:00.
And now was that because the adults, the teachers, the there powers should that
have
be
been,
had called the meeting like in the afternoon
there
for that
should
night?
Have, there should have been an email. But there was no email, and that shocks me because of something I'll tell you later. So I said, so Julia, it's like 5:00. I'm like a half hour away from getting a glass of wine, and now I've got to be at school at 7? I can't drink before that. But what I actually said was,
priorities.
Okay, I'll be there, but I wish I had known about this sooner.
Of course.
So I get to the school at 7, and there are 3 hens at the front of the auditorium and a lot of pissed off parents. Yeah, exactly. And what happens is I figured out how these 3 hens are going to work. One is, that's them. He has tape of the meeting.
Wow.
There's the director, there's the musical director, and then there's the repeater. I don't know what the third lady does.
Because, everybody needs one of those.
Because what's going to happen is one of these ladies is going to say something, and then the other lady is going to say what was just said, and then the repeater will say it again. There was nothing at this meeting that couldn't have been established in a 8-sentence email.
Uh-huh.
And then they go through.
Like, was the simplistic nature of the meeting? As far as when you say,
okay,
that,
they
were
said
were they doing the thing where they just mention simple concepts and they talk to you like you are a child?
Exactly. I know exactly how the meeting must have gone with the kids because they said things like, "Now, when you audition, you're going to want to have them read from the script." Okay.
And then they said,
now they know the script is what the kids will be reading from. And the third person
said, the sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow.
The wrong script.
Dad!
And then another great concept is brought up is,
Tomorrow, I love you. Tomorrow, you're only a day away. Dad!
We'll call you. We'll call you. you. Another great concert. They said, not every child will get the part they want.
Mm. Oompa Loompa doopity-day. I'm gonna have some chocolate today.
Hired.
And then they said, then that second says, just because they're auditioning doesn't mean they're going to get the part.
Right.
And the third one says, everyone who auditions will be considered, but they might not get the part they want.
Hello, my name is Julia. And I'll be singing a song that my drama teacher is a cow.
Yes.
My drama teacher is a big fat cow.
Is she a cow?
No. No, no. Although the music director. Well, anyway, and so this is when I realized.
Male?
No.
Okay.
All hens, Mike. All hens. All right. This is when I realized that a clipboard is being passed around.
Okay.
As parents of kids who were involved, we have to initial that we were there.
Oh.
Like it's a classroom. And I'm thinking, if they have my name to be initialed, mm-hmm. why wasn't I emailed about the meeting? Because they're not so concerned.
Right.
They're not really concerned that I know about the meeting. They just want me to be at the meeting.
It's a world of imagination. Dad!
Julia, I'm sorry.
Dad!
Julia?
What's the teacher? You don't want to mention names, do you?
I don't know the name. Mrs. Cow.
Mrs. Cow? Hello.
So long.
Hello, Mrs. Cow.
Children leading children.
Mrs. Cow.
It might be Miss Cow.
Hi, Mrs. Cow. This is Julia Spiewak. My dad cannot come to the meeting tonight because he's shit-faced.
Ah! Julia.
They said, yes, that's in your file.
He said it wasn't safe for him to drive.
Yeah, if you can pick him up, that'd be great.
My dad normally doesn't drive me after four beers. Normally, two or three he can make it to the meeting, but not after four beers.
No, well, just enough to stop the shaking, Miss Cow.
Thank you, Mrs. Cow.
So they go through all this, and it really, the meeting has now gone 40 minutes. And really what they've said is, here are the audition times. Here is the callback time. Here is the schedule. All stuff that could have been done in eight sentences. And then they said, and then there's the notion of the fees. And I said, what? Because I remember I did a lot of theater. And what
theater.
Right. And what we did is we had a budget based on the ticket sales from the last show, and usually PTA split it with
you
us.
You know what the difference is between you and me?
What?
Is we were talking before the show.
Right.
When I thought this would be great to talk about.
You
but
thought?
I just realized your encyclopedic memory of like how you raised money for your theater.
Oh yeah, and we did candy sales and stuff like that.
I just remembered like the girl you just, I banged at Marist.
Yeah. You just I don't have that.
He
to
knows
remember.
The number for thin sliced bread.
He had extra capacity in his brain. Yeah.
I freed up all that space of women I banged.
Well, no, this is his wheelhouse. It's not just his family, but he loves theater.
He loves theater.
So if one of his children steps into that realm,
that's right.
And also, I do want to say that I have never pushed Julia towards this. This is something she chose to do. So for me, this is really cool. It's the first extracurricular that she's...
Midnight. Dad.
I guess that was a silent fart that I did.
Thank you, Dad.
You smell that, Julia?
Daddy. Daddy, can we go to the theater now? Oh, Dad.
Sorry, all the wine is gone. There'll be no theater.
I thought your taxes paid for the fee.
So did I.
No, not it's extracurricular.
I'm having two children that are now 15 and 17, and I've gone to many, many school productions. Mm-hmm. I'm not familiar with this. Catherine's done a lot of plays at school, and I'm not familiar
with paying 40 bucks. Well, no, I haven't even revealed it yet, because what they said is in the email that I never got, they estimated the fee $50 a student.
Oh.
And then they said, but we've brought it down to 40. And so really,
it's a break for you.
Every kid that gets a part in the play is going to be responsible for 40 bucks.
Wow.
And that's a lot of money.
Yeah, hello, Mrs. Cow. This is Julia Spiewak. My dad wanted me to tell you that if you want us to pony up $50 per student that's cast in the play, you better put effing diamonds in the curtains.
Tell me about it.
Because really, you better see the result of that when the show hits.
And I'm going to be really curious about ticket sales and all that stuff.
Sure.
And also, what if you're a kid that doesn't get the part and you have to do lighting or programs
should
or tickets?
Pony up
to they should have to pay too, right?
Yeah, but did you get the feeling that they were only going to require the tariff of kids that got leads
of
in
actors.
The play.
What was amazing is how quickly the meeting ended after fees were discussed.
I bet.
Oh, and sure. Then they said, and if you're not on our email list, you can come right then. We'll see you later. And then Mrs. Cow
Scummy.
Waddled wow. out. But really, I was really quite troubled by the whole fee thing.
Mrs. Cow, my dad said that you better be performing this little soiree at the Schubert Epping Theater if you want him to pony up $50 a ticket.
So this is where we stand. Julia still has to audition, and she's at a disadvantage because seniority goes, there's 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, and she's only a 6th grader.
Yes, Oscar.
Have you contacted Dude Walker yet to trade out
the $40? No. What I did is I accidentally called Apple. and I said, while I've got you.
Got a free phone in the process.
I got three free phones. Sold them and made $50.
This is a shift in Julia's criminal career because now she can steal scenes.
Exactly. Mm.
Tell him the name of the play, Dad.
Willy Wonka Jr.
Willy Wonka Jr. is a pedophile. Willy Wonka Jr.
Again, a bad turn.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry about that. I apologize. I was just trying to be funny, okay?
Do they have fundraisers? Fundraisers, bake sales?
No, you see, the big fundraiser at my kid's school is called the Smart Card. And they basically don't let you out of the orientation without dropping $25 on a smart card, which gets you discounts at places you don't go.
Dad? Right.
Oh. Yes, Julia.
Uncle Burbank said that.
Uncle Burbank?
Yeah, Uncle Burbank said he could raise $1,500 for the play if he had one of his special bake sales.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Brownies on Buzz.
Sorry. The way I was going to raise money is I was going to take two tickets to the play and include backstage access. and by the way,
thank you to
Patricia and Alex, who picked up two extra Diamond Jubilee whore packages yesterday.
Way to go, Rob.
We will see you in Reno.
Turning up.
Good stuff. But anyway, so I don't know. I really hope Julia gets a part in the play.
Mm-hmm.
If she doesn't, I'll like to keep my $40, but we shall see. I don't know. Good luck, Mrs. Cow.
That killed him.
Never did I have to spend a dime when I was in the theater.
I think with tighter budgets, this is more common. Like athletes, I think, now have to cough up to participate as well.
I'm okay with the $40, but it better be shown in
the
production.
Yeah, I want to see rented costumes.
It's like if that cow comes out and says, we had to give the kids Rice Krispie treats after every rehearsal, I'm going to kick her.
Yeah, exactly.
Kick her where it counts.
Don't kick a cow.
And so we'll see what happens. And keep your fingers crossed. Julia and I will actually. Now, one thing that is kind of neat is that on the school website, you can download your sides, as they say, your script pages, and also instrumental of the music for their music audition so they can practice at home.
Oh, well, that's where the money went. Web development.
There's none of the web development. And also, there's an Android app.
You know, copies of scripts cost money.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they do.
I still don't trust them.
We'll see. But you know what? We got scripts, too. We never had to pay for them. And there's something called a Xerox machine.
Dad?
Yes, Julia, dear.
You smell like candy corn and ass.
That's right. I'm getting in character.
Okay. Yeah.
For Willy Wonka Jr.
Hey, Dad?
Yes, Julia?
Your audio vault's got to come up now, okay?
Okay. It's not very good today, dear.
All right, because
I was drinking.
We're going to take a break, and we're going to come right back with the Michael Mary Show. Hope you're doing all right.
Who are you?
I'm Julia Spiewak.
Yeah?
And I'm going to be starring in Willy Wonka Jr. for $40.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by TwizGrid.
Yes!
TwizGrid is a free app for your iPad or iPhone that displays Twitter photos in a user-friendly format. TwizGrid, they are an official sponsor of our Reno stage show. We're going to be all over TwizGrid when we go out to Reno, and that's less than one. Officially, we're going to be on a plane one week from today.
Right. Oh, we'll all be fighting, but in the air.
Yes. Join us backstage at Reno. Just open the Reno Mara album. We haven't found a cure for Reno Mara, but there is hope with your contribution.
That's right. If you love us, you'll help us.
R-E-N-O-M-E-A-R-A. Reno Mara.
Got it.
That's confusing.
Sounds like kidney something, doesn't it? Yeah.
With TwizGrid, you don't have to have a Twitter account to see the pictures. TwizGrid, TwizGrid. Find it in the App Store or click the ad on our website.
So much spelling.
Let's open it up for Friday, November 2, 2012. Take it away, Rob.
Halloween is over, and you know what that means, Mike.
What's that?
It means this.
Merry Christmas. Oh, God.
What? Too soon.
No. I'm telling you, that's what I'm saying. Soon. Have you, when you went to your BJ Dirty Club?
Yes.
did they have the Christmas stuff out?
No, but they had Shucks Lobster. Yeah, they had Christmas stuff all over the place.
Yeah, so it's full tilt at Costco right now. And I thought that, you know, it was too soon, but then Edison Research has put out their list of the best testing Christmas songs and the worst testing Christmas songs, because you know what's going to happen is WLTT is going to go all Christmas in a couple weeks.
Please tell me
yes.
that the worst testing Christmas song is Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
At number five, the fifth most hated Christmas song.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
And I don't know why this is not number one.
Every hump tard in the universe likes this song.
I love it.
Of course you do.
Of course you do.
I was a kid when this came out. It's awesome.
Hey, Mike, it's awesome.
I guess if I was a child, but.
No, it wasn't, because at number four, a song that appears twice in the top five, this version by Barbara Streisand. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, hate it. Tests very badly.
Yeah.
That's and a you know, Christmas song on Coke.
For radio people, the testing of music is something I hate so much.
I know.
And this is what they're rating. And number three, because it's telling you what you like and what you don't.
And, right. and a Jew is singing it. What the hell is that?
I would think you'd like that because that sells albums. And number three, Spike Jones.
This is my two front.
I might have been as a small child. I like this one
because
Oscar liked Grandma Got Run Over.
Right. You remember.
My childhood was this.
It's dated. They're actually both dated.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. This is one that shocked me at number two, the Beach Boys. I love the Beach Boys Christmas album. They all every song sounds alike.
I'm with you on that. Yeah. I'm with you on that. I like this.
And I don't know why this would test badly.
I love it. It to me, this actually really puts me into
it's
the spirit.
Too high. You can't sing with it.
Buzz can, but not me.
With all the toys.
Well, sure. I love that song.
Yeah. Change key.
So that changes. That tests badly. And the number one most hated Christmas song as far as testing, and I don't think this would bear out in real life. I love this.
I hate this.
You
hate this?
Love this.
Because you don't like dogs.
No, it's just annoying.
You're
I wouldn't
a cat
like
man.
It. I wouldn't like it if it was cats meowing.
I love it.
Oh, incidentally,
1955, the singing dogs.
I hate to add an edit late in the show, guys, but right. Just a message out to Beluga. Hey, Beluga, f*** you.
Oh,
thank you very much.
Really? How come?
I just felt like it.
We will edit out the name of the dog.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. For the dog's safety.
Carla leaves the den last night, and this is Beluga.
Freaks out.
Yeah, I'm trying to pet him. I'm trying to be nice. Well, hey, how you doing? He's like,
well, Beluga's all upset because you're watching O'Reilly.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Mike, I was very surprised to see what came in at number seven on the list.
For the best ones?
No, the worst ones.
Oh, the worst
ones. I'll have a blue.
And it's your favorite.
Oh, my God. This is so good.
It's just cute.
Can we listen to it a little bit?
Of course.
Without you.
No blank.
I'll if you feel so blue. You're just thinking about you.
One more.
Italy decorations of red on a green Christmas tree.
Just a little bit more.
Of course.
It won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me.
Thank you. All right.
But of course, if you play that, I have to play the other Mel Blanc Christmas song that I love so bad. And I know that Oscar, he likes the Elmo and Patsy.
Yep.
But I think he'll like this offering from Mel Blanc.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's The Hat I Got for Christmas Is Too Big.
The hat I got for Christmas is too big. It's nice, but my sombrero is too big.
This did not show up in the testing.
Right.
I don't know. But, I
can't see. That's just too obscure. You never hear
I
that
suppose
one.
It is. Yeah.
Do you know? Do you think they don't play it because they think it's racist?
I don't think so.
It might be.
How could it possibly be? It's about an oversized sombrero. Also, honorable mention, not on the list. I don't like this one. I don't like Tiny Tim's version of Silent Night.
Oh, no, no. You know what? No. Now, that's, for me, that's my little heartstring. Don't mess with that one.
Silent Night.
Really? I like Silent Night.
What about even
when Tiny Tim is singing it?
I
think that's the problem.
I don't like turning that beautiful song into a novelty song.
Okay.
That's the way I look at it.
My most hated Christmas song is The Christmas Shoes by New Song.
I agree with you. Rob, we are totally on the same page with Christmas.
And when they go all Christmas, and make no mistake, someone will go all Christmas before Thanksgiving.
Right.
And they'll play this song every 70 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's horrible. Now, so fake syrupy.
I bet
this is the mother who's dying.
Yes,
and she gets the shoes.
Wow, I don't think I've ever heard this.
Give
him
a little bit more.
Oh, don't.
She's been sick for quite a while. Shoes will make her smile.
I think because I would turn this off if it came on.
Mommy, hold on, please.
And I bet you can probably guess the Christmas song that tests best of any Christmas song. You can probably guess it if you haven't read ahead.
I haven't, but I'm going to say White Christmas.
Oh, you're close. It's a little newer than that.
Oh, really?
Andy Williams, this is the best testing Christmas song according to Edison Research.
Can you start it again?
You bet.
Because the great comedy riff that we've done for hundreds of thousands of years is a massive fight leading up to that.
Yeah. You know,
so,
okay.
Right.
All right. I'll jingle into it, okay?
Here we go.
Merry Christmas.
Rob, I thought you said you were going to put the decorations up.
Oh, yeah? Well, you did it last year, and you did a lousy job.
Well, you suck.
It's the most wonderful time.
Love that bit more than any other Christmas.
And so that's where we're at Christmas music.
Why are we doing Christmas stuff on
Because the, Edison Research.
Second of November, for God's sake.
How long do you think before station goes all Christmas in this market?
A couple weeks, like my
buzz.
Glenn Hollis.
Trouble. Yeah, he's awesome.
There he is again.
I like Glenn Hollis.
He's great.
Shut up.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that are great.
Jesus, you know,
that ain't Glenn Hollis.
We had him on our Big Owen Duke show at night. Yeah, because he got blown out. We had him back on.
Yeah, I bet he
got blown out.
Bet he got blown out. Yeah.
What happened to all of us happened to him just earlier in his career.
Wow, that sucks. Yeah.
That is sad.
That's safe, called just being fired.
Safe home, Glenn Holland.
You guys got screwed.
Trouble in Staten Island, Mike. Everyone is pissed at the Red Cross in Staten Island. Have you seen this?
Yeah, Red Cross, in many cases, it's all dependent on the local offices, and a lot of them suck, let's be honest.
Right. The Staten Island Borough President, James Molinaro.
James Molinaro has the New York accent. That is so authentic.
Yeah,
that
it's great.
It is a New York accent tinged with immigrant.
Yeah,
which is really old school, like what you would see on Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah,
this is an accent. This is a real version of what they try to recreate on Boardwalk Empire.
And this guy is pissed.
As the borough president of Staten Island, over 500,000 people, I am disappointed in some of these non-for-profit organizations that collect large amounts of money from Staten Islanders and didn't respond. And one of them being this American Red Cross. I have not seen the American Red Cross at a shelter. I have not seen them down South Shore where people are buried in their own homes. I had nothing to eat and nothing to drink. And yesterday, touring the South Shore with the mayor, the neighbors down there that didn't have electricity managed to put together pots of soup and they were distributing to the people down there whose homes were just destroyed.
And he went on to say,
He's absolutely right.
He is, but he says, do not donate to the Red Cross. And it's weird. The Red Cross... I don't know the exact story, but my grandfather went to them for help when he was in London in 1944 and was summarily denied and actually shown the door.
There's an international Red Cross and an American Red Cross, so I don't know if they're necessarily the same.
Well, I don't either, but I think he went to the American Red Cross, who had an office in Great Britain at the time. And so there are opponents of the Red Cross.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard it through the years. The news stories, Buzz, we've had it.
Of course.
You know, they don't do it. And the bottom line is that a lot of people are very desperate right now because of the fact that they can't get fuel for their cars, they don't have power, and just imagine how difficult it is, especially if your home has been wiped out. You're literally down there trapped in that borough, and you can't get out of there. It's very, very, my heart goes out to those people.
A couple quick political tapes. You know, sometimes you can help a candidate by endorsing them.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can hurt a candidate by endorsing them, and I think that's what the Simpsons are doing here because Mr. Burns has made his endorsement.
There's only one thing that might deny us the presidency that is the God-given property of the Republican Party.
The 47% tape?
Nope.
The empty chair?
Nope.
Cayman Islands?
Not a problem.
Swiss bank accounts?
Pshaw!
$10,000 bet? I like to fire people? Forcible haircut? The tax returns that Wesley Snipes would call suspicious?
No, 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 and no! It's a shaggy dog story about an actual shaggy dog. Apparently, while on vacation, old Mitt strapped his mutt to the roof of his car for a brief 650-mile jaunt.
So he went on to interview Seamus, who is Mitt's dog, and he released the hound. But anyway, so if you want to base your vote on a cartoon character, know that Montgomery Burns has endorsed Mitt Romney.
Do you know who you know? You pick up a lot of stuff when you immerse yourself in this media that I do every night. I bet you didn't hear the little story. You know where old W has been during this little rough time?
I've not heard a word from him.
Well, they did a story. It was from the left, Rachel Maddow. Oh, my God. You don't get any more of a partisan than she is. And she
I went to high school with a guy that looked just like her.
You know who looks like her?
Who?
Mark Teixeira, the New York Yankees.
Right.
Take a look. If we can get a picture of Rachel Maddow and Mark Teixeira, put them side by side, you will see that they are the same person.
Mm-hmm. I got a better guy.
Really?
Martin Short.
Martin Short?
Yeah,
no, younger Mark Teixeira. I guarantee you.
Really?
Put Mark Teixeira. I've said that for years.
Okay.
Yes.
But here's the thing. So she has this little story at the time about Clinton went to four different towns, four different cities yesterday campaigning for Obama. You know where W is?
No, really, where?
He's in the Cayman Islands.
Oh, really? Is he? No kidding.
He's in the Cayman Islands. Choice.
Well, no, that is the problem. That might be the best choice for his party.
He is in the Cayman Islands.
I bet the Republicans paid for it.
He is keynoting. He is, no, he's getting paid for it.
Okay.
He's keynoting a seminar, conference on offshore investing.
How convenient.
I swear to God.
Hey, you can't write that stuff.
You can't. You can't. But you know what? They talk about the fact that, you know, that'll never see the light of day. Well, no, that's going to be on MSNBC. And you won't see that anywhere else.
Right.
It's kind of interesting.
It's true.
One more political styled tape, pre-recorded, but you know who did the top 10 on Letterman last night?
Biden.
That's right. It was pretty great.
Top 10 good things about voting early. Vice President Biden, take it away. Number 10, good things.
I'm not saying each early voter gets a free cheeseburger. But I'm not saying they don't either.
Yeah, see? Not saying they do. Not saying they don't. Number 9.
It's vastly more effective than voting late.
See, that's what I was talking about. Number 8.
You know who votes early? People with a backbone like a ramrod.
Yeah.
Like a ramrod.
Number 7.
In a less crowded polling center, there's plenty of room to stretch out, linger, and relax.
Number 6.
If you vote early, you don't have to pay taxes.
Wait.
No, I'm sorry. I'm being told that's not accurate.
But it's just another reason that made me like Joe Biden a little more.
Yeah,
last night, I know you were probably married to the CMA Awards.
Mark is putting together the Mark Teixeira Rachel Maddow picture.
Good.
Does that work?
Let me see.
I
it's
see.
Good enough.
I'll do this it's for the website.
Awesome. Oh, that's great.
You are absolutely right.
That is great.
That poor man.
That's good job, Mark.
I find them both attractive.
The Country Music Awards last night, the only thing I found notable is something that I probably would do if I ever was in this situation. Blake Shelton is a young, hot, licorice hat-wearing country singer, and he won an award early in the evening.
He ain't that young, but he's a good guy.
He was very excited, so he started to drink. He didn't think he was going to win a second
and
award.
I like his wife.
I'm sorry. Who's his wife?
God. Miranda
Lambert.
Miranda Lambert. Lambert.
Yeah. Miranda Lambert. Like her a lot. Okay.
And the CMA Award for Male Vocalist of the Year goes to
Blake
Shelton.
He did not at all.
Wasn't ready for
this. I'll be totally honest.
He's a cool guy.
I've had a few drinks since the Song of the Year announcement. And I was actually sitting there thinking either Jason or Luke had this one, and I wasn't prepared for this, so let me just try to wing it. Thank you to Warner Brothers Records, John Esposito,
talking a little
the promotion
slow.
Staff, Narvel, Reba, because you're sitting there looking at me.
he's drunk.
Miranda, Brandon, William Morris Agency, Country Radio, thank you for not forgetting about me. I know I have a side job. Country music is still what I do and still what I love, and I love my fans. Thank God!
Well done.
Buddy did great. That is your Magic That's Audio good. Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Country artists, man. The people that never forgot radio. They were
right?
the nicest people when I worked in that format, and they still are at the radio. We'll take a break. Come back with Buzz and News right after this, everybody. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Yeah. Let's get right to it. A very busy day, not for the right reasons, too, man.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff going on in the world. Let's check in with Buzz Burbank. Take it away, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by Encore Insurance Services.
Encore!
Official sponsor of our live stage show, November 10th at Circus Circus in Reno. Oscar tried Encore and loved it. For a free insurance quote for yourself, visit smartterm.com.
That part of the show, he's not going to sit there.
He really should.
I know.
Well, I was going to ram right in there, but then he kept talking.
No, he paused.
I paused.
There was a long enough pause that I gestured.
Loved it. See the dot, dot, dot.
When Burbank is in copy,
yes.
It's a speeding train.
All right.
Yeah.
You need to jump
Let's
out and
try
front
that
of the train.
Again.
All right.
Can I get a redo?
Here's your cue.
Please.
Oscar tried Encore and loved it.
Is it my turn?
No.
Go ahead, continue. For a free life insurance quote for yourself, maybe we'll have you on the show. Visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They do all the work for you. Encore will compare rates to help you save. License and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. We are so proud and grateful to be sponsored again by Encore Insurance Services.
Encore!
5 minutes of your time.
Go ahead.
It takes 5 minutes.
Oh, I thought you wanted 5 minutes now.
No. Yeah. No, 5 minutes is how long it takes to realize that he should have said something.
So note to Encore, we love you, Encore, and really hope you can sponsor that other little thing Mark's going to talk to
yeah,
you about.
Yeah, please.
Thank you.
I begin with
Oscar
the words,
loved it.
What could possibly go wrong? You. We won't trouble you now with the myriad of things that could go wrong on Election Day, except for this, as was mentioned at the top of the show. Forecasters say another winter storm, another nor'easter could hit New England and the Mid-Atlantic states Tuesday through Thursday of next week. It will not be anything like what we saw this week, but it won't help the ongoing recovery efforts and an already disrupted election system. But the storm, if it happens, is expected to swing north of the areas hardest hit by Sandy, sparing those areas another punch in the gut.
So it won't affect any travel plans out of the Washington, D.C.
I think
area.
Not. Too far north, and it'll be out of the way by the time we
go. I got
go
news for you. If that's going down Wednesday, we're getting in a car.
Yeah, exactly.
We got an obligation.
See you in Denver.
Still have that RV? Mm-hmm. The monthly jobs report did come out on time this morning, and although it shows unemployment ticking up a tenth of a percent to 7.9. It also shows increased hiring and more people looking for work because they're more optimistic about finding it. The official unemployment report is always based on the number of people recently looking for work.
Non-factor regarding the election. Absolute push.
Agreed.
Won't help either candidate.
About to say that same thing. Companies hired 171,000 people in October. We always care about jobs, whether it has a political effect or not.
Right.
But experts say today's numbers don't really help either candidate because it gives equal ammunition to both. Mm-hmm. Consumers, though, like job seekers, are also feeling more confident. Consumer confidence rose to its highest level since 2008. And although that confidence is up to just above 72, that is still well short of the 90 experts say is necessary to call it a healthy economy.
Most people are confident because they're so satisfied with Amazon.
Amen.
It's a lot of it. One of the biggest questions we face in Tuesday's election is whether cutting taxes on the highest income creates jobs, as Mitt Romney and Republicans have argued. You will not, however...
Hold on, Buzz.
Well,
we have a phone
call.
I'm
in the middle of the news.
I know,
we
sorry.
Can't take
Hello.
A...
Hello, this is Mitt Romney calling. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to give you a call to see if we could speak directly.
No, no, he's in the middle of his news. No,
not today.
No, goodbye.
He's giving away gas.
Thank you.
$1.89,
I'm sure he was going to get to it. Oscar loved it.
Yeah. Well...
I was a prize pig today.
And as Mark Ronick likes to say, don't get any gas in your skirt.
Well, you won't get to see the nonpartisan report that says that sort of trickle-down economics doesn't work. The Nonpartisan Congressional Research Service did a study.
I love them.
And found that the trickle-down theory doesn't hold up to the number crunching. But Republicans, led by Mitch McConnell, objected to the study. And that study has since been withdrawn and removed from the CRS nonpartisan website. Return to your homes, nothing to see here.
When I was in my junior year at AU, I had a roommate that had a trickle-down theory.
Yeah.
He's a slut.
So, I tell you what, it was really a bad time to be on the bottom bunk.
My eye. For several years now, we've all been rightfully complaining about the gridlock in Washington.
We hear
we've pointed out that this Congress has done even less than what our history books call the do-nothing Congress of the late 1940s. So Americans are probably ready to go to the polls on Tuesday, not just to choose a president, but to throw out the bums in Congress. Wrong. Americans are voting for no change in this election, despite their belly aching. Polls show we're about to vote, keep the Republicans in charge of the House, keep the Democrats in charge of the Senate. Hell, we may even elect the same president. Result? Same gridlock. Mm-hmm. Congressional approval still hovers at historically low levels, and yet at least 15 of the 22 senators running for re-election will probably win.
Here's right. to you, America. It's a great tribute to a land where we get most of our news at the gas pump.
This is dicey to say, but I got to say it because I did watch a lot of this last night. Mm-hmm. The coverage this morning of the people that are wigging out, those people in Staten Island have a legitimate beef with the Red Cross and people. Mm-hmm. But I really got tired of seeing the people that were in their cars, well-dressed, obviously showered, had been taken care of, and the wine, what's wrong with this country? I mean, you were hit by the storm of the century.
Yep.
And another group of whiners that were sitting there with a fireplace in the background, a gas fireplace with their power on. And they were talking about how long it took. And it was, look, this is to me what fuels the people without any empathy in this country.
Yep.
When we show, when we whine, it makes the people that aren't going to help you want to help you even less. And I think we have to be careful in this country. I hate the way we go right to the loudest crier, the loudest whiner, when the fact is the people that I respect are the people that, you know, are just getting their hands dirty and doing that. And I really felt like John Stossel for a second, because John Stossel's a guy that says,
you
take your risk when you build your house in an area. What about tornadoes? You take your risk or you get private insurance. Dick. Then Bill O'Reilly asked John Stossel, he said, well, you lost your beach house. You got $250,000 from the government. He said, yeah. So did you cash the check? He said, yeah, I did. Thanks, John. Dick.
Right.
Pure dick. Yeah. What were you going to say?
I was going to say that, you know, even though what you said is very valid, there is something that I've taken great comfort in, and I've seen pictures on Facebook and I've seen things on the news. The people that do have power that are running extension cords.
Phenomenal.
And power strips out and saying, you need to charge your phone? Here you go. And I love that.
There is more of that, I believe, in the New York area right now than there are the people that are pulling guns on people at gas stations.
Yeah,
New York, and you know what? And we saw that in New York for 9/11. There's a spirit in that town.
And I wanted to say this when we were talking about the Red Cross earlier. We've seen people who are not part of an organization step up in mass. I saw a report on the news last night. I think you saw it on Nightly News, where people were preparing food.
Yeah.
Just some neighbors got together.
Yeah.
And without having a club or an organization or a fundraising drive, they got all this food together and went out and helped the people who were out there on the front lines.
Yep.
And I don't want to do away with the Red Cross. I think we should insist that it fix those problems.
Right.
But it just look at what just people can do.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the great thing.
Good luck to all of them.
The campaign that seems without end is about to end in 90 hours.
I don't buy that, by the way. I think they're going to keep going.
The campaign will end. The election may go on for months.
Oh, okay.
Nationwide, the candidates are tied among likely voters. President Obama leads in three of the top five swing states. The two other states still up for grabs. But in counting electoral college votes, and this is where we're going to have some fun on our election night special, Obama is still 17 votes short of a lock, while Governor Romney is shy by 35 votes. Obama has picked up endorsements from Republican and former Secretary of State Colin Powell, New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg. The pictures of the president with New Jersey's Republican governor haven't hurt his cause either.
So it's Division 012, and that's Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. Buzz will be here. Bob Seska, Katie Powers, Rob Spiewak. It's going to be a wonderful evening. I'll be dropping by as well. It should be a really interesting take on the election.
Mike will make sure no glass gets empty.
Exactly. And Andrew Langer also.
Yes.
I don't know if this has been lost on anyone, but regardless of what happens on Tuesday night, I think it's also important that as a country, because we're not the only ones watching ourselves, the entire international, it's a global economy.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So whether you like it or not, whoever gets into office, you got to respect the presidency.
I think I have tremendous optimism that I've already psychologically prepared myself for a very whiny, sad, depressing night if the president loses, but the willingness to get up in the morning and go, let's just get it done now. Let's see what you can do. So go for it. Here's your shot.
My cousin Mark is a very wise kid for his years. He posted on Facebook today. He says, no matter what happens, both these guys want what's best. In their heart, that's what they want. And the fact that we have a peaceful transfer of power, and we have for over 200 years in this country, is amazing, and we need to respect what
there's no
we've
way
got.
That won't happen. And and really, I say this every time. I say the inauguration of a president, and I've watched probably the last five of them, they really, really, 12. Back when,
that's me you're thinking of.
Back during, I'll tell you, when Ike was inaugurated.
It was a great one. No. Last president in the top hat.
I am moved every time I see it, no matter who is being sworn in, because it is the peaceful transfer of power, and that's what it's all about. And I say that, and remember, hold my feet to the fire with that, because I'm probably going to come in here in a bit of a bitchy mood if he loses on Wednesday. But we get together. We don't, you know, we're not going to be
on
the streets.
You're going to even be bitchy if Obama wins, because you're just going to be sleepy.
Yeah, you're right.
Thank you. Hurricane Sandy update. The death toll from the storm now stands at 157, with at least least 90 deaths here in the U.S., the remainder in the Caribbean, 40 of the U.S. deaths in New York City. Gasoline shortages in New York and Jersey have reached critical mass. No electricity to pump it into delivery trucks. No electricity for gas stations to pump it into cars. 70% of the stations on Long Island are closed, 7 out of 10. That number is 60% in New Jersey. Temper's running high. President Obama has told the Defense Department to prepare to move in with 250,000 gallons of gas and 500,000 gallons of diesel. Nearly 5 million people are still without electricity. Many will get it back tonight, many more by tomorrow.
Yeah, this is a big day, and apparently they're going to make some progress, and I look forward to seeing that on the news. I've been, and you're right, Buzz, I immerse myself in it, but it's what I do.
Just don't hurt yourself.
I just really wish all the people that are working so hard without sleep right now that they have a fabulous day today, you know, with some good weather to get some work done and get power back to those people, get the gasoline to the gas stations. Just amazing. And they're all doing great work.
And we're optimistic about their work. Finally, police in Iowa City, Iowa.
Hey, Steve Bridges. Hey, Tommy Lang.
They're doing their auction today.
Hey, Tom Suter, what time does it start?
It's already on. They started at crack of dawn. They'll go to about 5 o'clock Eastern today.
Bitterly Brit often.
Yes.
Thank you.
Police in Iowa City already, they're checking the various rental properties that are owned by 63-year-old Elwin Miller. Mr. Miller has been charged with spying on one of his tenants. He was apparently, allegedly, watching a woman take a shower through a peephole in her ceiling. He owns the building.
Elwin.
Now, police say he's done this more than once and with other women in his apartments. We bring you this story, not just because it was supplied by KCJJ news anchor Tommy Lang. Mm-hmm.
Tommy!
That's not the only reason. We also bring you this story because Tommy used to live in the very building that has the peephole. Maybe the landlord only looked in on women, or maybe he didn't.
Oh, my God.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Man, I love it when Tommy gets sudsy.
Stop the music. They just told me we have an actuality of Tommy in the shower from that rental property. Let's go right to the tape, all right?
Tommy.
That's any day.
Make sure you get all those nooks and crannies, Tommy.
Use a nail brush.
Our show today was brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show Amazon page. You know all about it. Holidays right around the corner. Do all your shopping at Amazon. And we thank you in advance. Go to the Mike O'Mara Show webpage and do your shopping through there. We have a link to Amazon. You can bookmark it. That helps the show more than you would know. Great week of shows. Next week, it's the countdown to Reno.
Right.
And maybe a significant announcement.
Sure.
We'll have to wait and see.
Could happen.
We'll see you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Have a great weekend.
Skirt.
Well.
The year, 1967.
Historic.